It's just going to be easier.
All right, well, we will go ahead and get started. If you want to start us with prayer, sir, I appreciate it.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you today just to do your business, Father. We pray, I pray over this court. I pray, Father, that you would direct their paths and their thoughts, Lord, that each and everything that they do might be God-honoring to you, Lord. I pray that the business of this county is conducted in a swift and prudent manner, Lord, that would bring honor to your name. Lord, I just lift up our country. I lift up our soldiers who are involved in this conflict overseas, Lord. I just pray that for safety for all involved. And, Father, that ultimately your will is done in each and everything. Lord, we ask this all in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Just so we have for the record, this Commissioner 3 is out. So on the voting, keep the numbers, make sure they add up correct. All right. So first item, open court session for comments. Court citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda. For consideration, each person addressed in court may be limited to 3 minutes, and as usual, unless it is a factual statement, we cannot discuss it other than a factual statement back. So, do we have anyone from the audience?
Either one of them.
Either one of y'all want to talk? All right. If not, commissioners?
I'm good.
Good. I am as well. All right. And so we will go to item number 2, discussion and possible action regarding payment of March 31st, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows. A, $56,909.20 from the general fund 001-681-5759-0 to Silsby Ford for a 2026 Ford F-250 crew. For the Parks Department, B, $41,755.33 from the general fund 001-111-538-880 to the City of Orange for regional radio system, Orange County Sheriff's Office dispatch console, and C, $179,905.77 from the TDRA TLO Recovery Grant Fund 073-936-53003 to Experts Underground Solutions LLC for the 2-lane drainage improvement project for 01-01-2026 to 01-31-2026. ND, $111,509.10 from the TDRA GLO Recovery Grant Fund 073-936-53003 to Experts Underground Solutions LLC for 2-lane drainage improvements project dated 02-01-2026 to 02-28-2026. And as listed, Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $1,020,072.91. Road and Bridge, $4,647.35. Mosquito Control, $2,954.76. Adult Probation, $2,269.95. Airport, $344.34. For a total payment of $1,030,289.31.
Second by 2 to pay bills as listed. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. All right. Item number 3 is discussion and possible action regarding updating the existing travel policy to reflect the General Services Administration rates for per diem travel concerning meals and mileage. And I know that we're doing the rest of the stuff afterwards, but I think we've already agreed that we're going to do the per diem rate on the food. We wanted to be able to go ahead and we have about 8 or 10 people that are getting ready to travel. We want to be able to get the updated rate. We went ahead and put this on the agenda for today so that we can get that approved, and so that they can go ahead and pay that rate out at the updated rate.
So going forward, we're just going to
follow the, what do they call it?
The GSA, so.
That way we don't have to continue to come back to court.
Yeah, and, but, you know, the GSA does change.
It does.
You know, and stuff, so, in different counties and stuff, and there are a couple things which we'll talk about in the workshop on hotel stays that we have to do a different thing also, but other than that, GSA rate for the meals.
And, yes, and
how that policy works.
And note that that is per the IRS, so that is for overnight travel.
Yes, so. And all that, and those rules.
So those are different rates for different locations?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a standard rate for the states itself, so whatever state you're in has a standard rate for Texas, that's $68. But if you're in Austin, the different counties, there's sometimes a specific city, then it is, they have the higher rates for areas that have a higher expense.
Anybody got an issue with that out there?
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. And item number four.
Motion. I beg you.
Discussion of possible action regarding adjourning Commissioner's Court. I have a motion by two, a second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned at 9:08.
And I meant to thank